Track 4, and now there's some more news stories. Police forensic kits aim to stump thieves. Police are offering special forensic marking kits to cricket clubs in a bid to prevent theft of valuable equipment. Devon and Cornwall Police have teamed up with Deter Tech to offer smart water kits. Since March the 1st this year, 36 sports clubs in Devon and Cornwall have been burgled, with thieves stealing tractors, mowers and other high-value equipment. As such, Devon and Cornwall Police's crime prevention team have been working with Deter Tech to offer the kits to cricket clubs at a reduced cost. Smart water is a forensic marking fluid that is used to mark valuable machinery and equipment. Each kit has a unique code, which can be registered to a database after application. The fluid is invisible to the naked eye, but can be detected using specialist UV lights and is guaranteed to last for a minimum of 5 years in all weathers, ensuring that police can return recovered goods to their rightful owners. These kits are being provided to sports clubs across Devon and Cornwall alongside signage that warns thieves that forensic marking fluid has been used. Crime Prevention Tactical Advisor at Devon and Cornwall Police, Hannah Denton, said theft of tractors and mowers from sports clubs has a significant impact on the local community and it's something we take very seriously. We've had great support from Devon Cricket Foundation's Facilities and Funding Manager, Nick Goodlife, who has helped to promote this scheme to clubs across the region. So far, more than 60 clubs across Devon and Cornwall have signed up to the initiative, and we're hopeful that this, combined with policing tactics, will send a clear message to thieves targeting sports clubs in the Force area. Smart water kits for commercial use typically retail at £300, but are currently being offered to cricket clubs at just £60.
Council refuses school nursery expansion bid. A Teignbridge Primary School's bid to expand its nursery provision by installing a new unit on its grounds has been rejected by planners. Submitted by Sheldon Primary School, the application sought permission for a single-storey modular nursery building to provide dedicated nursery facilities, including a multi-use hall, office, quiet room, kitchenette, storage and toilets. But Teignbridge District Council refused to grant planning permission. The proposed building is considered to be of poor, low quality and unsympathetic design and utilises inappropriate and unsympathetic materials, the council said in its decision notice. It is considered to be out of keeping with the character of the area and fails to preserve or enhance the Sheldon Conservation Area and wider setting of the nearby Grade 1 listed Church of St Peter, the council added. The risk of flooding and the arboricultural impact of the proposals were also cited as reasons behind the council's decision. The proposal will provide a fuller educational offering to the local community, the Design, Access and Heritage Statement says. It will also offer 9 new staff positions directly linked to the nursery. At present, the school offers a non-residential educational setting for 4 to 11-year-olds. Sheldon Primary School was among 5 Devon schools that received awards from the Department for Education School-based Nursery Capital Grant. The grant was for schools to either build new nurseries or expand their existing facilities.
Dawlish Hospital unit shuts again. Health bosses have announced Dawlish Hospital's minor injuries unit will be closed again. This time the unit, which reopened last year, will be shut until the end of this week. Anyone with an urgent but not life-threatening injury or condition is advised to go to the Urgent Treatment Centre at Newton Abbott Hospital. A spokesman for Torbay and South Devon NHS Trust said, "We sincerely apologise for any inconvenience this may cause and thank you for your understanding." The closure is described as temporary, but the unit has been closed numerous times over the last 6 months due to staff shortages or illness. the unit which opens Monday to Friday to treat minor injuries such as cuts, sprains and scalds was previously shut for 4 years until campaigners called for it to be reopened.
The Teignbridge Post Office will close at the end of September for refurbishment. Located at Tesco Express on Newton Road, Kingstainton, the post office will close on Tuesday, September the 30th, due to extensive building work. The work is part of a planned refurbishment by the post office. It is expected to take up to 5 weeks to complete, with it set to reopen on Thursday, the 6th of November. The safety of our customers is of paramount importance to us. Therefore, to allow for the building work to take place, it will be necessary for the service to close, said the post office. We would like to apologise for the inconvenience the closure may cause, the company added.
Tynmouth-born musician dies at the age of 86. A Tynmouth-born musician who played with Kate Bush and Roy Orbison has died at the age of 86. Danny Thompson, an acoustic bass player, was a founding member of the folk jazz band Pentangle. He died peacefully at his home in Rickmansworth on Tuesday. Danny worked with a wide variety of artists and was widely respected. His publicist said in a statement, "Danny was a force of nature, a player who served the song and who enriched the lives of every single person he met. He will be sorely missed." Born in Tynmouth on April the 4th, 1939, Danny moved to London at the age of six. He's survived by his wife Sylvia and his son Dan Jr.
Beaches are dog friendly again. Dog owners can now enjoy Teignbridge's beaches alongside their four-legged friends this month, now the annual ban is lifted. As of October the 1st, the ban, which bars dogs from Tynmouth, Shoulden, Dawlish and Dawlish Warren beaches, was lifted. Each year, the ban comes into force from April the 1st and lasts until September the 30th. We are lucky to have some beautiful beaches in the district and we want to keep them clean, safe and enjoyable for everyone, says a spokesperson for Teignbridge District Council. Please remember to clean up after your dog as it helps our beaches pleasant for all visitors and prevents the spread of diseases that can affect people, pets, the spokesperson added. There are around 400 designated dog waste bins across Teignbridge which are regularly emptied.